This program was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Welcome along to episode 3 of Y'all, a Rugby Stronghold. In this program, we focus on Y'all's women's team and get a sense of the appeal of the sport of rugby. There were attempts made in the 1970s to set up a women's team. However, those plans didn't really come to fruition as there were no opposing teams to compete against as such. The senior women's team in Y'all was successfully established 15 years ago and it has been a brilliant addition to the club at Frogmore. Club president Aidan Daly is a former coach of the team.
Well, I got involved, I'd say, they were going for about 2 years before I got involved. It was Declan, Peter Cody, Noel McCarthy was there with me, before me, and McKeely. Then I was talking to Declan one day, they were looking to progress it a bit, so I got involved. So the year I got involved, it was me, Olin, and Declan. So I was doing the backs, Olin was doing the forwards. So we had a good old year that year. We won the kind of development league. We beat Highfield in the final over. So then in 2006, Keith Malone got involved with me. And we went through, actually, that was the year we won the All-Ireland. We beat Carrickfergus up in Dublin, so it was a great, great buzz for the girls. They were only all 19 now, at that age, 18 or 19. So I progressed from there, then Dear McCure got involved. We played AIL Division 2. We were unlucky to lose up in Derry. I can't remember the year now. It was out, I'd say it was about 2008 and that. We played all over the country, really. We went to Belfast a couple of times, won up there. We played Cook. You know, we're after the ladies have been very successful. They're a very important part of the club as well. I gave up coaching the ladies this year because I thought they could do with just a fresh face. So Maria took it over and she got, I think they're after joining up with Fermoy, instead of a fellow coach now with Fermoy as well. So there's no harm to mix things up as well, give them a different view because they get sick of hearing the one voice anyway. They're nearly running the club up in the club now, the women, because they're great. As soon as they get involved in anything, like, they just take it over. So they're thriving as well with the underage now and everything. That's all thanks to Maria, Kira, Karen, and all the helpers they get as well. Like, you know, so the ladies are flying over in the club, and they're a big part of our club over, which is great. From the present ladies team comes our present ladies senior coach, Maria Hooley, our underage girl coaches, Kira Flaherty, no Kylie, Karen O'Maney, Maria Hooley, committee members, Ashley O'Flaherty, who still has the best dummy in the club, our sister Kira, who is the incumbent president, and still playing. Ladies rugby has been and still is a huge part of Y'all ROC, and we hope it will be for many future years.
Kira O'Flaherty is a senior team member and current vice president at Y'all RFC. Her family has a very strong connection to the local club and her late father Declan encouraged her to get on board back in 2003.
Yeah, he's like missed up there definitely, but I suppose we're trying to, you know, keep his name going and keep involved ourselves and keep the good work going. My dad was very involved in the rugby club through my brother and I kind of had an interest in watching it, so I decided that I wanted to play, got on to a few of my friends, they all had an interest, and from there then we set up the ladies team. We kind of started with a bit of tag and then there was interest in the contact, so we went from there. 2004 we kind of started up, joined with Cove, and the year after then we had our own team. I suppose our major success was back in 2006, we won the All-Ireland Plate Final. Kind of since then we've kind of got to finals, semi-finals, but we haven't managed to actually win anything, but hopefully we'll keep at it now with our underage coming up, that in another few years there might be a good team there. I suppose we all became such good friends and everyone was so committed that we just always wanted to be there for one another and we never let each other down. There was also huge support from the club. The club love having a women's team because, you know, the women are great to get involved, get fundraising, support, dinner dances. They just bring a different atmosphere to the club, I think. And, you know, the men's team, and like having a women's team involved as well. So it kind of has gone on from there. We've done a lot in the last years, I suppose, with underage. We're really pushing now at the moment. We started about 5 or 6 years ago, a few of the ladies' team, just because we could see the problem with numbers filtering through and how hard it was to keep people playing and to get them playing when they were 18. So we kind of really promote it now through the school. Like Sean O'Neill will be in the schools, the primary and secondary schools, trying to get more girls and boys playing. We just try and organise trips for them. Our girls' team went up to the Women's World Cup there last year. We kind of have a full under-15s team playing now at underage level with the girls. So there's over 20 training, which is great. That's the first time now this year that we've had our own team. So that's kind of getting bigger and bigger. And it's just about making it fun for them, that they enjoy it, that they enjoy coming up playing, and that they want to be involved.
Having the Women's Rugby World Cup in Ireland in 2017 has to be a good thing for the development of the game here.
It was great. We organised a day actually up in the rugby club where the World Cup actually came down to the club, and we had a few teams from Cork all came for the underage again. So it's great to promote the game, that they can see like where they could possibly end up if they just keep at it.
Kelly Fall is another stalwart of women's rugby at the local club. She took up rugby in Youghal not long after the team was founded, and she still loves the game today.
It wasn't something I ever thought I'd stick with, but I suppose I made friends throughout it, and it's something initially when I started playing, I wouldn't have had much skill, but I suppose as I stuck with it over the years, not that I'm skillful now, but I had a bit more knowledge over the years. Like initially we used to do pre-season training with Peter Cody, and then there was a time then when he started doing training with the lads as well. So that was a bit daunting going into a training with guys that were like, I suppose, on the first team at the time, say Alan Fox, the Foxes, and them, and they were flying fish, and you were there trying to keep up with them. Well, you never keep up with them, but you'd be trying to stay within, you know, 100 feet of them anyway. Some of my closest friends are rugby friends, and we have a group of 5 or 6, and we've hung out like since we started playing rugby, and then as the years go on you build up a few more. Like the team that are there at the moment we're all very, very close. We try to arrange a few nights out together. We have a WhatsApp group, and like if I was away from the WhatsApp for an hour, there could be 100 and something messages on it.
What are some of the games that stand out from your point of view? I know the highlight is undoubtedly the All-Ireland plate win in 2006. Unfortunately, you were injured for that game. But what other memorable matches spring to mind?
Weirdly enough, it would only be games that probably didn't mean much, but like, you know, just playing Highfield and things like, which would have been big clubs, and I suppose playing matches against clubs like that would have brought us on as a team, because they would have been very, very skilled. And I suppose I can recall after a few matches that someone from their team would have came into our dressing room, even if we'd lost to them, would have just, I suppose, congratulated us and said, keep it up, girls, because we were a very young side at the time, and there would have been a few flyers on the team, like, I suppose, Tamar J, Deirdre Cronin would have been very, very fast, and there would have been girls that would have stood out, and I suppose a lot of team would have been nervous seeing a very young side like that coming up against us. A lot of the team that are there at the moment started together or came around the same time, so we're all kind of the same. I suppose we're all in the same area of life now. People are going off, having kids, getting married, and unfortunately it's very hard to give the dedication that we did years ago when we didn't have any toys in our life, so we're always looking for more players to come up, and I suppose so that it'd be nice for me in 10 years time to look back and see that they're still playing, and maybe my own two girls might play when they're older, ideally.
Maria Hooley is a former player and now current coach of the women's section at Youghal RFC. For Maria, it was important to remain associated with the local club even after she retired from playing.
At the moment, I'm kind of involved with the senior lady, all the ladies teams basically in the club. The senior ladies, we have under 18s and then we have under 15s as well. I suppose it's something that you can think of when your club looks after you as a player. The player that will then in return look after the club. And that's basically why it was a no-brainer that I got involved in coaching when I finished playing up. I suppose we're always looking for new players and new members to come up and give it a go. You don't have to know how to play for the ladies' side of it. You don't have to know how to play. And basically what we do is we bring any new person through all these, basically from the grassroots up. So we teach them, it sounds a bit ridiculous, but we teach them how to fall and how you would fall in rugby, just so that the safety point of view is there. And then each of, especially with the younger girls, they have to have had so many contact hours through training before they're allowed to actually get involved in a game situation. We're just, you know, it's something that we look after a lot, is the player welfare and player safety, because that's what we promote a lot.
What are the differences, if any, between the men's game and the women's game as regards things like scrums and lineouts?
It's actually quite similar. It's the same. Well, in the senior setup, it's the same. It is the same. Now, it wouldn't be the same intent. It mightn't be the same intensity or same level, because you're dealing with a lot smaller in volume-wise for the majority of the teams. Sometimes the scrum is a bit smaller, right, in mass. So, I mean, once you have the technique correct, that's where we go on from there. And I mean, the men's team have been great, in fairness to them. Any element or any area that we wanted to improve on, I mean, if they're doing it really well, obviously, because they've went up two divisions, and we would just literally ask and they come down and there's help and there's never any issue with it. It's brilliant. It's fantastic, the support that's there between the two, and even the other members in the club and the other coaches. If you ever needed support, they're there as well. It is the same, yeah, it's great. I mean, and even at the odd wedding and stuff, you know, we never miss an opportunity to, if there's the old gang there, we throw someone up for the laugh and line out when they're throwing the bouquet. But yeah, it always gets a good reception. We've people as far as like Capoquin, Dungarvan coming to play with us as y'all, because they saw how we run things, how we get involved and how the club supports the players. And that's basically what keeps people coming back. As well as that, I mean, there's great crack on the team. So, you know, it's the enjoyment levels are really, really good, and then that shows in people coming. But it's just trying to get more people coming as well. It's always been there, the support. So that's basically, I think, why we're still going and why we still have managed to retain a team. You look at bigger clubs that had ladies teams when we started, and they might have been the biggest team that time, and now they've lost teams and they're gone. So you're wondering, like, it's possibly the support that we get in the club that keeps people retaining. We're a very lucky club to still have a ladies team. We're amalgamated with Fermoy this year, and we amalgamated with Dungarvan as well 2 years ago, because we've been finding it hard to get the numbers up. I mean, you're talking about, you've 15 players, but you need more than 20 on a squad for fear that, you know, someone might pull a hamstring 1 week and they're out.
Maria, tell me more about coaching and player safety. Much has been made about the dangers associated with the sport of rugby in recent years.
When they come up at first, and even, I mean, I do it from the ladies' side of it, whether it be a grown woman coming up to try it out or a 15 or a 12-year-old girl coming up to try it out. So first of all, we teach them how to fall, and then they go through a step-by-step process where they start on their knees learning how to tackle. At all times, we do our utmost to encourage proper tackles and safe tackles. So for example, the ear to the pocket, or what was before known as cheek to cheek, that the player is down nice and low, that they land on the player. And we'd go through it, and we'd be quite vigorous in training to do it if someone is going in, or maybe kind of just going in and they're not concentrating on the safety elements of it. They would be told and they would be corrected, because it's a very, very important part. Like, I mean, around the media and the concussion and stuff, it's as easy to get concussed in any other type of a sport than it is in rugby. It's just maybe a lot more of the media took the rugby side of it. Again, it's learning how to do things properly and then concentrating and doing those properly. And the coaches would be constantly giving feedback to players about it.
We have heard from some of the players who are involved or who have been involved with women's rugby in Yall and further afield. But I'm curious to find out what actually drew them to this particular sport.
Let's go now.
it appeals to people of females, I think, of every age, of every size, skills level. You could be a very, very fast girl out in the wing scoring all the tries, but then you might just be a very strong girl who might be clever and be able to play, like, might know what's going to come next, and you could be in the forwards. And as I said, it appeals to a load of people. Now, I'm not the most feminine girl, but I suppose I still wear makeup. I still like to get dressed up, but I still like to go out on the pitch on a Sunday. I enjoy hitting girls hard and blowing them back, meeting friends, and I suppose then it's nice to be trying to win matches as well.
It's a sport for everyone. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be fast, or it doesn't matter if you're big or small or tall or slow. Like, there's a position for everyone. It's all inclusive. Nobody can kind of, you can't play by yourself. Like, you need your teammates there. And I suppose that's what made it different for me to any other sport that I played, and that's why I've kept playing it.
You know, every minute, whether it was matches and training, and just enjoying every minute up there, you know. Kind of going back to when you're a kid as well, all you want to do is play games, you know. You know, you just play as much as you can, and, you know, as long as you can.
For the 2017-18 season, Youghal's women's side merged with Fermoy. And the combination heralded a success with victory in the Munster Bowl. The women's team continues to thrive, and it has risen to the numerous challenges it has faced in each of the last 15 years or so. One thing is for sure, whether on the field or off the field, the women of Youghal RFC have been hugely important to the organisation's 55-year story.
There was a lot of women got involved over the years. I mean, Marie Curran, she'd be Thomas Curran's mother. She did savage work there for the underage. That's a long time ago. Bought herself and Eddie Bullman. And that was, that was years ago. Even I was young then, so it must have been years ago. But she was there. There's been a lot of women involved during the years. There was the one, the Meegans was secondary. Anne Meegan, I think she was secondary there for a while. I mean, Pedro's wife, Philly, and a load of other women involved in the club used to make the soup and sandwiches after matches on a Sunday. So women have always been a big part of the club over. I mean, Kevin Dunman's wife, Mary, is involved in the rugby in the school now as well. Like, so women are great to the club. Like, the more women you get in the club, the easier the club will run. The ladies rugby owe a great deal of thanks to Declan O'Flaherty, but also to his wife, Meg, who was their chief nurse supporter and is and still on the sideline wherever they are playing.
Claire Cahan began her rugby career here in Youghal, playing alongside other future stars such as USA international John Quill and Munster rugby forward Dave O'Callaghan. There wasn't an established women's section here in Youghal when Claire was a teenager, so she had to take her sporting interests elsewhere. An all-round athlete, Claire has gone on to become an established member of the Ireland Women's Rugby Sevens panel. It's a sport that has taken her all over the world, but she is adamant that her time spent at Youghal RFC has proved invaluable.
God, I absolutely loved going up there every Sunday morning. I would have gone up there every morning of the week if I could, you know. My earliest memories, I suppose, would have been actually on the back pitch, you know, and just wanted to play games, you know, and like, just, I suppose I didn't see myself as any different to the lads, you know, maybe that naivety when you're a kid. But I suppose my earliest memories would have been probably Eddie Bullman and McKeely training us, you know, and just, I suppose, you know, loving every minute of it, like, not viewing it as, you know, I suppose as you get older, sometimes you view training as you know, needs to most, you know, and you're just looking forward to matches. But, you know, every minute, whether it was matches and training, and just enjoying every minute up there, you know. I suppose at the time you didn't realise, but, you know, you were surrounded by, you know, such quality young fellas playing that, you know, definitely I suppose we kind of fed off each other. I always admired looking at John play particularly, you know, he's about a year older than me, and myself and Paul, his younger brother, would have been about the same go, and I loved watching John play, and I kind of, you know, I wanted to be as good as John, you know, so that's one of my definitely earliest memories up there. But yeah, absolutely, I suppose when you put it like that, when a couple of us kind of came out of the same bunch, I've no doubt we had an influence on each other, you know. Thankfully, the pathway for women's rugby has changed immensely, particularly over the last 4 or 5 years. But I suppose with me, when I was playing, the option was only there to play with the lads till you were 12, and naturally, because the lads just developed so quickly after that, you know. But yeah, I can remember being very sad and sorry when I had to stop playing with the boys. But so yeah, naturally then, you know, Camogie and football took over for me, and it wasn't until I went back to UL that, you know, I kind of decided, yeah, I really want to play rugby again, you know. But yeah, I suppose now, you know, the pathway is there for young girls to play, you know, right up underage, and, you know, there's girls coming through now who are 17, 18, and it's 10 times rugby played than, you know, the adults they're joining, you know, so it's absolutely fantastic. I was quite young, I was 19 when, you know, the whole Irish Sevens kind of kicked off, so I suppose it was kind of a more of a natural progression into that, you know. I actually probably, you know, prefer nearly the 15s game because I suppose, you know, sevens can be quite I suppose grueling in that, you know, 80 minutes, if you know, you have a long time to play your way into the game, and I find that quite enjoyable. Sevens can be, you know, a completely different ball game sometimes, but yeah, I suppose, you know, ideally I'd love to be playing across both, and I'm lucky enough that I can to a certain extent, but yeah, I suppose the demand of sevens kind of took over in the last couple of years. But yeah, it was very natural kind of progression into sevens, you know. I was just there before I even realised it, to be honest. I'm lucky enough that, you know, there's a group of us there to play across both codes, so I still have my club, UL Bows in Limerick, and some interprevention then at Munster, obviously just when the season dictates. But I suppose this year, you know, it's a World Cup year for us with San Fran in July, so naturally enough, you know, I suppose making sure your body's in good nick, you know, takes priority, and I suppose our sevens World Series events will take priority this year. But I suppose, you know, there's always an opportunity to play, and you just, as any player, like, you know, kind of going back to when you're a kid as well, all you want to do is play games, you know. So, you know, you just play as much as you can, and, you know, as long as you can. It's an incredible way to see the world, you know. We're a bunch of girls that, you know, you work very hard with on a daily basis. So, you know, selection obviously is, you know, it's difficult. Only 12 travel, and there's a squad of, you know, kind of between 22 and 26 there, you know, available at any one time. So, you know, you get the privilege to travel, and then, yeah, you get the privilege to, you know, see the world in a different way, you know. So I've been very fortunate, you know. I've been selected for a lot of tournaments in the past, and fortunately have a few caps under my belt. So, you know, it is, as you said, a lovely way to see the world, and, you know, see places that you may never come across or maybe put on the bucket list to go back to, you know. I originally studied physiotherapy in UL, and I graduated. That's where I went back to rugby, as I said. And then when our program centralised with the sevens, so, you know, we all had to kind of commit to making that move to Dublin just to suppose to train more frequently together. So I was working up here for a year, and then working and training at the same time. And then I suppose just the opportunity arose to go back. I always kind of had maybe medicine in the back of my mind to go back and study, so it was just good timing for me, you know. And I suppose balancing going back to college with the rugby is maybe a little bit easier than having your kind of full-time job in the morning. So the way I work it is, I do my best to make sure that I, you know, I'm getting all my training in, and kind of accommodating then to help me out as well, you know. So yes. I went back to the Royal College of Surgeons in September 2015. So I've 3 years done there now, so I've another a little bit to go, but so far so good, you know, it's working out. Yeah, there's certainly challenging times, but just, you know, you treat it like anything else, you just, you know, get on with it to a certain extent. It really does come back to the lads that look after you down there, and, you know, the lads that kind of introduced you to that love of the game, you know. My dad initially, you know, got me involved, got me in. My brother played underage, so I kind of just tagged along, you know, and I'm so glad that, you know, dad pushed me, not so much pushed me, but brought me along and let me play with the lads, you know, because just, I suppose, you know, I suppose Eddie Bullman stands out hugely in my mind, and Mick Healy, and just giving you those, you know, those core skill sets, and, you know, giving you the ball and telling you to run with it, you know, and having that confidence to just, as a kid, to just go out there and throw the ball around, I suppose. I suppose if one thing stands out, you know, there was a tournament there one time in Dublin, and we were invited to go, and it was over a day or two, and Christy McCarthy took us off to it, you know. And I can remember, you know, some lad broke through, and, you know, it was my job to tackle him. He was a big lad. I was getting to maybe under 12 at that stage, and I can just remember Christy, you know, had every aid in the world in me, you know. He just run down that wing, and he was just tackling him, you know, and I could still see him on the sideline telling me to get low and tackle him, you know. And, you know, luckily your man ends up in touch, you know, but I can almost feel the memory, you know. But definitely, you know, just, I suppose, definitely the influence that, you know, those couple of lads have in you, they probably don't even realise it. But, you know, I suppose hundreds of kids have gone through over the years, you know, but they definitely leave a lasting effect on you, absolutely.
Was unique to us that we've kept going for so long when other teams around us have fallen apart.
They're diehards, they're unbelievable, they're all at training every week, and literally they have to be missing a limb to miss a match. Like, they're great, they're really good, but that shows then as well, again, what we're kind of trying to create.
Now, there is some people that would be kind of still look at women playing any sport, they're kind of like, it's not a very feminine thing to do, which I don't agree with whatsoever. It's been something I've been playing my whole life. Any people in Yall might be listening to this, any females, any girls of underage, there's a very good underage structure there as well, so we're always looking to recruit new players.
And that concludes episode 3 of Yall, a Rugby Stronghold. Thanks for listening. Yall, a Rugby Stronghold was presented and produced by Jordan McCarthy, edited by Tom Maher, and the sound engineer was Thomas O'Keefe. A Community Radio Yall production.